Well, we're at that, Rosie.
Good. Let's knock one clear over the fence.
Ooh, whoopee. That's the spirit.
Well, I'll be swacked and pickled in moonshine. You ain't such an ornery cuss.
Well, I'll be piped and peddled for coal. All you ain't such a gloomy old Gus.
Well, I don't want to give you no ideas, but you might not make a bad wife. Cooking grub and tinning up diet is...
Hold on, Grandpa, not on your life. Them what treats me girly has to find out early. In my mama's litter, I'm the independent critter. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy, I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy?
Well, that ain't no crime. That there's what keeps me young and prancy. What takes my fancy? I do all the time.
Well, bless my boots and paddle my britches if you ain't the sociable type.
Oh, well, hootin' owls and sufferin' polecats if we ain't the similar stripe.
Don't let this unravel your undies, but you might not make a bad room. All cleaned up for company Sundays.
Now, hold on, sis, you're sealing your doom. Here's a tip I'll give you. Partnership I'll give you. But you ain't promoting me from my protective coating. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy, I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy?
I likes to do. And if it makes my pockets fatter, it doesn't matter who I do it to.
We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy? That ain't no yarn. If folks objects to how we acts up, what gets their backs up ain't no skin off arm. We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy, that ain't no crime. And if it keeps us young and prancy, what takes our fancy, we do all the...
We do all the...
Summer,
winter, spring, or fall,
the whole darn tootin' time.
You know, Bing, my throat's beginning to feel like the Sahara Desert at high noon.
The pipe's kind of hot and dry, huh?
Well, you haven't noticed any cool Sahara Deserts around, have you?
I haven't seen a sign of one, not lately.
Well, I happen to have something cool right here in my picnic cooler. Some soft drinks in cans.
Well, you know, our sponsor, U.S. Steel, is going to be very glad to hear that.
Sponsor or no, I think canned soft drinks are just wonderful. They're simple to pack and light and easy to carry, and they save space in your picnic cooler, and they get cold fast, too.
And they cool you off fast, too.
Mmm. Love the way cans seal in all the sparkle and zip, not to mention having no deposit and no returns.
Tell me something, Rosie. Do you always carry that picnic cooler with you?
Well, you don't expect me to carry around canned soft drinks in my purse, do you?
I'll say one thing for carrying around a picnic cooler full of canned soft drinks.
What's that?
Well, it makes a lot more sense than carrying a refrigerator.
A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. Why mess around?
was strife. I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasants. Those things roll off of my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Yes, a cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road. Free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy. Give me the simple life. And living I find is best when your mind is keen as a carving knife. I'm crazy about sleep, can't do without sleep. Give me the simple life. I love to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent fife. Give me the simple life. I greet the dawn when I awaken. The sky is clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon served by someone that I love. Some like the high road, I like the low road. Free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeed. Give me the simple life.
Hold it just a mo here, friends, for a few pertinent points from Wrigley's.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Ben, could we interest you in some mic time at this time?
Oh, you sure could. I'm glad to take over, Ken.
Once on a treetop tall, a little bird sang out the sweetest song I ever heard. Chee chee oh chee, it sang to me so merrily. Chee chee oh chee, the little birdie on the tree. Life's such a lovely thing, it seemed to say. If you will only sing your cares away. Chee chee oh chee, so merrily it went along. Chee chee oh chee, so happily his little song. And so I sing. Chee chee oh chee, this happy, happy little thing. If you feel blue, sing chee chee oh chee, and you can be as happy too. Thank you. so I sing. Chee-chee-oh-chee, this happy, happy little thing. If you feel blue, sing chee-chee-oh-chee, and you can be as happy too.
Friends, this is a nation, you know, of people with automobiles, and I've got news, wonderful news, for everyone who has an automobile.
What's going to happen? Is there going to be a moratorium on car payments, something like that?
Dreamer, dreamer. No, but what I'm going to tell the folks is how to get 38 miles on a gallon of gas.
38 miles on a gallon of gas?
What is it, one of those little gas pills that they've been talking about ever since they've had cars? Stretch your gas pills?
No, no, this isn't one of those fabled miracle pills.
What is it, Bing?
Can I start at the beginning?
Please do.
Oh, come on. Well, a fellow in Detroit just recently was getting 38 miles to a gallon of gas in his car.
In a regular automobile?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing special about this car?
No, regular, standard car. But I understand the man who had the car was really amazed. He thought he had some kind of an experimental special engine. He didn't know this when he bought the car, but he soon knew there was some miracle taking place.
Well, I would think so, too. How could he get 38 miles to a gallon?
Well, in this fashion. You see, he checked his mileage each time he bought the gas, but what he didn't know was that his wife was also putting gas in the car.
Wow, she told him, huh?
Yeah, she confessed the duplication.
Oh, that's a great one, isn't it? This guy didn't know his wife was buying gas also. He thought his car was just exceptional.
He thought it was sensational. He thought he held the world's record. He figured he had the greatest automobile in existence.
All the while, it was just this extra gas that gave his car that wonderful mileage.
38 miles to the gallon.
Isn't that a gasser?
Yeah.
Women are so helpful, aren't they?
Well, she was only doing what she was supposed to do.
Yeah, but still, it's funny. So remember, men, if you wish to get 38 miles to a gallon, get your wife a gasoline credit card. You're not going to save any money, but you'll be thrilled and excited.
The trick is not to tell.
Never, not a word. Let your husband think his car's a super duper.
A segue now to song.
In my merry Oldsmobile.
Time for love, time for love. The stars write words across the sky. Time for love, time for love. Let's follow where our hearts may lead. The night will show us how. Come close to me, and you will see the time for love is now.
Time left. Would you care to fill the gap?
Rosie, not only will I fill the gap, I will close the gap, inasmuch as this is the last tune of the day.
I knew you'd come through.
'Twas on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as the rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her for me. And though I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian sky above. I said, "Lady, I'm a rover. Can you spare a sweet word of love?" She whispered softly, "It's best not to linger." And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. 'Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri. Whispered softly, "It's best not to linger." And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. 'Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri.
Doesn't seem to be any way out of it, folks. We're through for today. But it's been pleasant. Now tomorrow, huh?
See you then.
Big oaks from little acorns grow, and big forest fires grow from little sparks. So don't take a chance of destroying the oaks and other valuable trees by being careless with fire in or near a wooded area. Never leave lighted cigarette stubs or smoldering campfires. And when driving, use your car ashtray.